Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're doing kind of a new aspect of a sugya, so we gotta get a little bit of background. So the question is, if so, the background is that is machlokas. So the guy goes, kills me by shogeg by accident. He goes to Galus, Tari Mekla. So he's not allowed to leave. If he does leave, so then he's subject to being killed. Okay, by the relative, by the Gol Hadam, by the relative of the deceased. Okay, so in other words, when he kills Bashar, he kills someone, those relatives get angry and chase him down. When he goes to Ari Miklat, he's safe. If he leaves Ari Miklat, they can kill him. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Is it a mitzvah for them to kill him? Or are they just allowed to kill him? Okay, is it a mitzvah or are they allowed to? Is it a rishos or a mitzvah? So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, basically, this is a mitzvah. And we explain, because he basically holds that when you kill b'shogeg, and then you leave the Ari Miklat, you want to basically say, I'm a killer b'shogeg, but I want to be in society. Then they chayav misa. That's like, you deserve the onesh of misa. Okay, a killer who wants to be in society is punished with death. So far as you're in society, that's your onesh. So if it's an onesh, so there's a mitzvah, the Torah places a mitzvah upon somebody to do it. Who does it place a mitzvah upon? So it places it upon the relative. In fact, the Rambam holds that if you kill b'mezid, if you murder on purpose, then also the Beis Din appoints the relatives to kill. Okay. So if you kill b'mezid, then the relatives kill. The relatives are appointed to kill. So again, so Rabbi Yosef Glili's holding that if you leaving Ari Miklat really is mechayev misa. Okay, we deserve an onesh of misa. Just the onesh is carried out by the Gol Hadam. Okay, by the relative. If there is no relative, then someone else has a right to carry it out. But the mitzvah is upon them. No, someone else, yeah, someone non-related is allowed to. It's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is specifically on the relative. But if there is no relative, then anybody else has a right to do it. Because he really is chayav misa. He really deserves the onesh of misa. Okay? That's what we basically learned. It's like an onesh. So if it's an onesh, the Torah places a mitzvah on somebody. But the other learns, or the Akiva learns, no, there's no onesh. It's just the din that if you kill, the Torah doesn't protect you. Okay, normally the Torah protects a person's life. You cannot let kill somebody, and if you kill them, it's murder, and you'll be killed. But it says is if you kill b'shogeg, if you don't care about human life, and you allow yourself to kill by accident, then you lose your right to live, or you lose your protection of the Torah. It's called an ein lo dam. So it's not a pshat that you get an onesh of being killed. It's just the Torah's not going to protect you unless you're in Ari Miklat. If you're in Ari Miklat, you're protected. If you leave Ari Miklat, then you're not protected. Okay, so then the Gol Hadam has a rishos to kill you. But he doesn't have to. There's no mitzvah for him to do it. It's just a rishos. It means he has a right to, because the Torah basically you forfeit your like right to exist and your protected status. You're not protected by the Torah once you kill. You kill and you're outside. You're not protected. So that's the question: is it pshat that it's like a chay of misa and you have an onesh of misa, which is carried out by the Gol Hadam, or is it just then that you lose your right to exist? And now the Torah gives permission for the Gol Hadam to kill you. But it's not obligatory. He doesn't have to. Okay? Fine. That's the background. Okay, so now that's Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam or it's not a mitzvah. It's just the rishos. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tani Chada, it's like six lines before the Mishnah. Tani Chada. Av Shaharag Beno. Av Shaharag. If a father kills, the father by accident kills his son. Okay? So Beno Nasil Gol Hadam. The other son becomes a Gol Hadam to kill his father. Okay? Father accidentally kills one kid. Then the other son, the brother of the deceased, who's now his relative of the father, he's going to become, he becomes a Gol Hadam. Okay? To kill the father. But there's another brisa which says, no, it doesn't work that way. The son cannot become a Gol Hadam. The son is not a Gol Hadam for his father. Okay? So that's the question. If a father kills his son, does the other child become a Gol Hadam? Does the other child have a right to kill his dad? or not. Okay? Fine. Or the riot, a mitzvah, whatever it is. So the Gemara says, no, what's that question? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Lema, Harabi Yosigli, Harabi Kiva. So maybe you'll say, this is the very question. Yeah, how so? How so? Why is this the question of Yosigli and Harabi Kiva? Rashi. It says, Av Shaharagas bin Paben, but no Hasheni Nasikolam Shalachiv Haragas Av, so the other son will kill the father. Haditanya Nasa, the one who says that he does, the son could kill the father. Basically, Gamar Mitzvah, the Goldam, he holds a mitzvah, the Goldam. So if it's a mitzvah, if in general the halacha is that the Goldam is a mitzvah to kill the accidental killer, so then I don't care if his father or whatever, the bottom line is a mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to kill him. So now, generally, you're not allowed to kill your father, you're not allowed to hit your father, but here it's a mitzvah. So the Torah says a mitzvah to kill, so a mitzvah to kill. So who cares if he's your father? But the other side, which says, no, a son can't do it, he holds the very halacha of the Goldam killing is only your shus. It's permission to kill. Fine, it's permission to kill, but a son is not going to have permission to kill his father. As if it's a mitzvah, then you'll say, look, he's a mitzvah, he has to do it. So I don't care if he's his father. But if it's a rishos, the Gemara is saying, then you'll say he doesn't have rishos to kill his father. Why? Why does that follow?
Extension, no?
Right, I guess so. It just is the Torah permits you to kill him. It permits the Isser of killing. But it doesn't permit the Isser of hitting and killing your father. It doesn't give rishos for that. So now you have a rishos. You have an option. So now you have no option to kill if you're going to violate it. It's like a different or a different problem. So if you say the Torah creates a mitzvah, so then you could argue the mitzvah will push aside the eser. Right? When the Torah is saying it's a mitzvah, it's saying you have to do it. But if it's just doing a rishos, then it's up to you. Fine, but now you don't have a right to decide. But I don't know, why is it so clear? Why don't you say, look, if it's a mitzvah, so who says the mitzvah is going to push aside the yeser of killing your father? Maybe it's only going to push aside a regular mitzvah of killing a regular person. And it's going to push aside the father mitzvah. And if you'll say, well, if it's pushing aside one, it's going to push aside the other, so then why don't you say when the Torah gives you rishos, it's really giving you rishos to do the yeser of killing a normal person, and it's also giving you rishos to kill the father? Yeah, okay, so Mark's saying, it's good. If it's a mitzvah, so you'll say, look, the mitzvah is pushing aside killing. Right, I guess it says it, maybe that's what it is. But it's saying it's a mitzvah to kill this guy. So it's saying even though ordinarily you're not allowed to kill, here there's a mitzvah, so the mitzvah pushes aside killing, pushes aside the father, right, the serving your father. It's a mitzvah to hit him, to kill him. Right, it's a mitzvah. So you do it. But if you say it's not a mitzvah, so it's just a rishos, so what does it mean it's not a mitzvah? The Torah basically just makes him an adam and says he's not worth anything. It's not killing. And he gives rishos for you now to just take his life, fine. But you have a separate iser of even though he's an adam, you have an iser to hit your father, and he's still your father, and you're not allowed to hit him, and you're not allowed to kill him. So what allows you to do that? So it's rishos, but you're not going to be allowed to do that here, right? Like let's say it's rishos to kill him. You're allowed to kill him on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to carry whatever if you're going to violate Yisurei Shabbos. Let's say killing is chachovel. You can't do it on Shabbos. It's a separate iser. So just because you have rishos to kill, because he's ain lo damim, doesn't mean that it's gonna be, you're not allowed to just violate that other iser, right? And, it's a totally separate iser. So you have rishos, fine, you have rishos, but you have other things to worry about now. Hitting a father is a different iser. But if he's saying it's a mitzvah, so he'll say the mitzvah is pushing aside, just like it pushes aside killing an old person. You can say it pushes aside killing the father, hitting the father. Okay, that seems reasonable, right? The Gemara is not going to be happy with this, but this is what the Gemara is suggesting. Okay? It seems reasonable. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, V'tispera? Is that logical? Bein l'man d'amar mitzvah, bein l'man d'amar shos. Both, according to both positions, mi shari, is it permitted? Even according to the side who says it's a mitzvah, it shouldn't be permitted. Why? V'amar rabba bar barfuna, v'chein tanda bar bishmal. But we have a statement of the Mora and Tana Brisa also. L'chol ein haben nasa shliach lav. If lakozul l'kallo chutz mimesis. Shayim ratol l'sav chasach l'sav chasach l'sav. So it says, in general, when you have a bezdin, So let's say a Beis Din has to appoint a Shliach Beis Din to kill someone, to hit someone, to curse someone. Beis Din does things like that to punish people. So the saying is, they're not allowed to appoint, even someone who's Chayiv on Onesh of Beis Din, you're not allowed to appoint the son to do it. You have to appoint someone else. You can't appoint the son to be the Shliach Beis Din. For instance, a guy is the designated Malkus guy, and his father gets Malkus, so you can't appoint him. You have to appoint somebody else. Okay? Except by Mesis. By Mesis, it's interesting. Mesis is somebody who secretly tries to convince someone to do Avodah Zarah. So by him, we know show him no pity whatsoever, even by father and son, he do it. Okay, because the Torah says you're not allowed to pity him. Which is, forget that, it's interesting in his own right, but that's not really what, you know. Yeah, okay. So that's that. So the thing is, so it's open halacha that a son can't be a shliach beis din to kill his father. Right? It's about somebody else. So therefore, even if you say that it's a mitzvah, even if you say it's a mitzvah for the Gaal Adam to kill the, you know, the Rotzeach, but the father, by a father, shouldn't be able to do it. What's the logic? Is that a good step or is it not a good step? What do you think about that question?
It's not a conflict.
Right, exactly. Right, that's a question. Mark says, the question is that by yourself, Beis Din, you'll say, look, Beis Din can get anyone in the world to give him all this, right? Now, would they have to choose the son? So choose somebody else. What right do you have to let the son do it? The son happens to also have a problem of hitting and cursing with his father. Now, look, if he had to, he has to, but he doesn't have to. You get somebody else, right? Get somebody else to do it. So since you get somebody else to do it, let's get someone else to do it. But here, the son's the Gaal Adam. Right, he is the Gaal Adam. So, maybe you'll say that if it's a mitzvah to do, so then the son will be able to do it. How do you prove it from the fact that when Beis Din opts to choose somebody, they can't choose the son, to this case where the Gaal Adam, where he's saying it's a mitzvah for the Gaal Adam to kill the Rotzeach, to kill it, right? And now you're saying is the son can't do it. Right? How is that a fair comparison? I think Mark accepts this question. Where it backs off. So it's apparently this is a fair question, this is a good question. So, but Mark's question is, it's not the same thing? What we do is define the Havimina Askana. So let's see, could we define the Havimina Askana? Apparently the Havimina thought, the Havimina held, that if it's a mitzvah, the son will be able to do it. Right? Comes along this Gemara and says, no. Not true. Just like a father, the son can't be a Shliach Beis Din to kill his father in general. He can't do it here too. So what's the Havimina that he would be able to? And what's the sense of the Maskana to say that he's not allowed to? Because of that. Again, so we want to define here Havimina Maskana. What's the Svar for the Havimina Svar Maskana? So Havimina held that if it's a mitzvah for the Goldan to kill, then the son could kill his father. Maskana says no. He can't. Just like he can't be a Shliach Beis Din, the father kills his son. And now the brother of the deceased is going to go after the father. Alright? So it's saying, again, how many held he could do it? It's a mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah. If it was Rosh Hashanah, fine, he can't. But if it's a mitzvah, then son could do it. Kamal Shalom, no. That's just like a son can't be a Shliach Beis Din, so too a son can't carry this out. Okay, so Matt's saying like this, and it's good. That, how do you learn the halacha that it's a mitzvah on the Gaal Adam to kill him? Okay? It's a mitzvah on the Gaal Adam. If the Gaal Adam doesn't do it, there is no Gaal Adam, then someone else could do it. How do you understand that? Do you say that intrinsically this is a mitzvah for the Gaal Adam to kill him? Torah says, what happens if you kill a shogeg? There's an onesh. There's a mitzvah for Gaal Adam to kill him. So then, if the son's a Gaal Adam, it's a mitzvah. What are you going to do? That's a mitzvah. What are you going to do? That's my mitzvah. It's like any other mitzvah. Who cares? The mitzvah will be docha. Right? Like Mark said. Or do you say no? It's not really a mitzvah of the Gaal Adam, essentially. It's a mitzvah. It's a halacha that he's chayv and onesh. Just like a guy's chayv and onesh in Beis Din. The only thing is that who carries out the onesh? Is it just random? Whoever wants to? So the Torah says no. There's a precedence. There's a preference. The mitzvah is that this onesh will be carried out not just by anyone, but by the galadam. It's not as set. The first way, it's like intrinsically a mitzvah of the galadam. The second way is, no, it's a mitzvah of an onesh. It's just that the, who is the mitzvah, is it just random? So the Torah says, no, the galadam is the one who should carry out the onesh. So if you learn that way, then you'll say, really, it's just an onesh. The galadam will have an onesh. You know, just that the galadam is the preferred person. Yeah, that's very nice. He's preferred as long as it's not his father. But in theory, it could be somebody else. So if he's his father, that's what it says. As Gemara says, the kolena ben nasa shech laviv, son's not a bad, be a shech bezin. So it really is like a shech bezin. Really is chayiv and onesh. Essential halacha is the gavra is chayiv and onesh. He's chayiv to be punished. And it's just a matter of first choice is the son, or is the galadam. But here, since the son is warned against hitting his father, and it's not intrinsically halacha that the galadam has to do it, so he lets someone else do it. So he'll step down and he'll let someone else do it. But if you would have learned that it's not just a general halacha that he's chayiv and onesh, rather it's the Torah is formulating a mitzvah to redeem the blood of your fallen relative. That's the very mitzvah. It's creating a mitzvah of taking revenge on your relative. So now you can't say let someone else do it. That's not the mitzvah. It's essentially a mitzvah which the Torah created for galadams, for relatives. So then that's the mitzvah. We'll push it aside. Again, the maskona is, no, it's not essentially a din of taking revenge for your relative. Essentially, it's a din that the guy deserves an onesh for leaving. It's just that, who are you going to put it on? Anybody? Oh, get the guy who's the revenge guy. Get him. Might as well. It works out. He's the better guy to do it. But then it's like in the same type of thing as Sheikh Bezdin. And look, if there's somebody else, if it's an Eftah Isser, it's then you'll say he's not preferred anymore. Let someone else do it. So the Havamina would have learned that it's essentially a halacha of avenging your relative, and it's essentially a mitzvah on the galadam. And if now it's true there is a halacha if he doesn't do it, then other people have a shos, but that's a totally separate thing, according to Havamina. The main thing is a mitzvah on the galadam. If he doesn't do it, fine, the Torah is a separate halacha. But primarily, it's intrinsically a mitzvah on the galadam. But the maskana is, and this is the way we learned it. I mean, this is why I think it was difficult. The way we learned it yesterday, the day before, is it's not a mitzvah l'galadam per se. It's really a halacha that this Torah is creating an onesh for a killer who goes out of our miklat. And it's just the preference, the preferred, which is a selected individual, is the galadam. But then you're not going to do it if he's your father. It's very similar to the halacha is if you kill b'mezer. If you kill b'mezer, if you murder someone b'mezer, bezin kills you, right? Yechayev misa, they do sayef. They chop off your head. But who does it? The mitzvah is the bezin should get the galadam to do it. The relative. If they can't, then someone else does it. So it's the same kind of a thing. It's not essentially a mitzvah of the galadam. It's misa's bezin. But who should be the appointee? So saying the relative should be the appointee. But it's not essentially a mitzvah of the galadam. Essentially it's a mitzvah of bezin. That's over there. I'm saying my shogeg gets not of the bezin, but it's saying it's essentially it's the din that he deserves the onash. And it just that the first choice is the galadam, but not if he's the father.
For the
galadam. No, I'll say the difference is like this. It's like, well, let's say the galadam can't do it, okay, and someone else does it. So is the mitzvah being accomplished in a secondary manner, or is that not the mitzvah? See, the first way is it's a mitzvah of avenging your relative. Now, if there's no galadam, then that's it. The mitzvah can't be done. So, look, there's a separate thing that a guy could kill him, but the mitzvah is essentially can't be done by anybody else. That's the very nature, the very definition of the mitzvah is avenging your relative. According to the maskana, the mitzvah's essence is really just killing a guy who deserves an onesh. Now, the role of revenge and of the galadam is a matter of, is a first choice. But the definition of the mitzvah is really a mitzvah of punishing the person who deserves to be punished. And therefore, really, if somebody else would do it, they're also doing that mitzvah. They're also doing the mitzvah. It's just there's a first choice. So the mitzvah is, if the first way, the definition of the mitzvah is killing your relatives, avenging your relatives' blood, then it has nothing to do with anybody else. There is nobody else. The other way is, no, the mitzvah is not, the essence of the mitzvah is not the galadam. The essence of the mitzvah is kill this guy, he deserves a visa. And again, the galadam is only an accidental thing as the first choice. Okay, so the Gemara accepts this. Gemara accepts this, that this is the way to look at it. It's not a din of the golden dam killing him. It's essentially a din that he deserves an onesh. And it just admits that the golden dam should be the one to do it, but it says, if so, here, since it's an iser, so how could the son kill his father? Because it could be done through somebody else. Right? So the golden problem is, but there's a brisa which says that if a father kills, then the son could become a golden dam. So how could that be? You can't say it's because it's a mitzvah or shos, it doesn't matter. Still, how could it be that a son could kill his father? So the Gemara says, no. No kasha. Habiv no, habiv no. You're reading it wrong. It says, one's talking about the son, one's talking about the grandson. What does that mean? It says like this. Ha detani ein beno nasigol adam. So it says, if a father kills, the son can't be the gol adam. So who's the son? The son of who can't become the Gal Adam? So if you say it means Bivno Shel Rot Seyach Kamar, it means the son of the killer. If the son of, again, if a father kills the son of the killer can't be Gal Adam, because doing so would be killing his own father. Right? But v'hadetanya b'no nasigol adam b'vno shel harug kamar shu b'mino shel tzeach. And it was like vodo. But the other way to read it is, if a father kills his son, then his son, the victim's son, becomes a gol adam. The victim's son is the grandson of the perp, right, of the killer.
There's no other brother.
Yeah, right, I guess there's no brother. Saying he becomes, or there is, but he can't do it. The brother can't do it, though, right? He can't do it, so the grandson doesn't. Right? So it's saying is, the son can't kill his father. But again, if the father kills the son, and there's a grandson, then the grandson is going to avenge the blood of his own father by killing the grandfather. And that's what it's teaching him. And that's allowed because he's not mozar on his kavod. He's not warned about kavod. There's no halacha that you're not allowed to hit your grandfather, you're not allowed to, right? There's no separate halacha. There's no halacha of a special halacha of kibbutz of grandfathers. Okay? And an isser of hitting and cursing and killing grandfathers. So he's just like a normal person. So it turns out he's just like a normal guy. So then other than the grandson could become the golden lamb. Right? Well, is there a question? What's the problem? There's a little bit of a problem here. Right. Yeah, I mean, even so, you say the Rama says like you are chayim for covering your grandfather, but I think it's still saying you know muzral kavodo means there's no like lavin, there's no isser to hit him, there's no, it's an Indian of kavod, whatever it is. It's a good question what it is, but there's a medrash which is based upon, but it's not like the Torah has the isurim. Here it's the isser of hitting, the isser of that which prevents it. There's no I think that's what Rashi means ino muzral kavodo. There's no lavin, there's no isser which is formulated for it. There's look, it's a key, maybe it's a key of kavod. But it's not, you're not Musa on it, so it's not going to stop this, him from killing. But my question is, what's the Havmina? I mean, if you tell me the case is that it's talking about the grandfather, so why would I think not? I mean, the father kills the son, so now you need a gold arm. So now the grandson will be a gold arm to avenge the blood of his father and kill the grandfather. I mean, isn't that Pasha? What do you have to do? If you're telling me it's talking about the son, I understand the Kiddush. But now you're telling me it's talking about the grandfather. Now, by the grandfather, there is no Esther to kill your grandfather. So now what's the, of course. Why would I think you wouldn't be a Gaul now? Right? What's the Kiddush altogether of the Brisa? Right? It's like the answer is too good. Is once you tell me it's talking about the grandson, so then, of course. Well, so why would I think that there isn't a Din of Gaul now? I guess, let's say, I just look grammatically, the simpler way to learn, this is why I think the Gemara assumed it at first. So you could ask why the Gemara assumed that. But I guess grammatically, the simpler way to learn, because it says, Av Shaharag, Bino, Nasil Adam. So that you'd think that the Bino, the pronoun, is on the subject who we just talked about, Av Shaharag. So Bino, it's the son of the Av. So that's why the Gemara assumed that way. But the Gemara showed it doesn't make sense. It rejects it, says, can't be. So if it can't be, so then you say, oh, so it must be that it's the Bambino. But I think that's the way you do things with grammar. I mean, things like that with grammar, you read like that. You read it, oh, you assume, there's a way to assume in a simple reading. But then if you see it's impossible, you say, oh, so grammatically it's a little bit awkward, but that's what it means, you know. So it lends itself to that. But the Gemara assumed the first way, but it should try to work it out as Machlokas, Rekiva, it didn't work it out. So then it just had to go, you know, switch to the other thing. Right?
Okay, so the base then was something. Okay.
No. So Gemara's resolution is that there's two brises. One brisa says the son is a gold dam, and one says he's not. So it depends who he's talking about. The son of the victim is a gold dam, but the son of the perp is not a gold dam. Right? Because of the halacha, you can't kill your father, but you can't kill your grandfather. But I'm just saying, is what's the chiddush of the brisa, which is saying that the grandson could become a gold dam? Of course, why not? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe it's simple, but the halacha of a gol adam, like in fact the Torah describes it at points, is like run to gol, run to Ari Miklat, because maybe the anger of the gol adam is going to be kindled and he's going to go and chase you and pursue you, right? So like you may argue that the phenomenon of a gol adam is based upon, there's like an emotion of a gol adam. You just killed his relative, and he has an anger or a desire for revenge, and he wants to go out and get you. And that's then the Torah is recognizing that feeling of a Gol Adam, and it's codifying it in the institution of Gol Adam. But in a case where a father kills his own son, and now you are the grandfather, the grandson, that's not normal. I mean, if you imagine describing the thing, it sounds crazy. It's not normal. I don't think this ever happens. Even if in the world there's such a thing as avenging the blood of your relative, I don't think if a father kills a son, then the grandson is going to kill it. I mean, that's like the sick kind of people to do such a thing. It's obviously, look, technically maybe it meets the criteria of shogeg and the father is being uncareful and whatever. But no, I don't think that. Notice it's like, it's totally the furthest thing that a person would want to do such a thing, that the son would want to avenge the blood of his father by killing his own father, who, you know, the grandfather, of the, you know. Whole thing is out there. But I think what the Mishnah is teaching you is, the Raisa is teaching you, is that the institution of Gol Adam has nothing to do, halachically, with that feeling and that desire of avenging the blood of your relative. Even if you take a case, which is the most extreme case, where the father kills his own son, and your own grandfather would be the one, you'd be killing your grandfather to avenge his blood, and it's totally not in the normal side of human nature that a person would even want to do such a thing, you're still a Gol Adam. And if you hold it's a mitzvah, then it's going to be a mitzvah. And if you hold it's a shos, then you have a shos. So the din of Gol Adam is not contingent, even though the Torah describes his anger, the anger which motivates, you know, the desire for revenge and anger which motivates the Gol Adam, that's not halachically part of the institution. The halachic institution of Gol Adam is not simply the Torah's directing the anger of the victim, but rather it's a totally independent thing. It's just a halacha that the relative of the deceased is chayev or is a vehicle of avenging the blood of the victim. And he's basically stating you can't just kill people like this or whatever. It's an objective thing, and it's not contingent upon the emotion or the situation of Gol Adam. The Torah gives a special placement for the Gol Adam, special treatment. Whether it's a mitzvah and everyone else is rishos, or it's a rishos and everyone else is whatever. And there's a unique institution of the Gol Adam. So it's true other people might be able to kill him, but there is a uniqueness to the Gol Adam. So I'm saying is, what's that halacha of the Gol Adam? Is the Gol Adam set apart because of his role and his emotional situation of the in the case of a murder? Or is the Gol Adam just, once he's a relative, he's objectively has a shame of Gol Adam and it's irrelevant? Or it's not contingent upon that type of a situation?
He is the emotional one.
It might be that the reason why he's selected is because he has those emotions. But halachically, it's not contingent upon that. And even if he doesn't have the emotions, even if you create a case where, of course it doesn't depend practically on those emotions, but even if you create a case where objectively those emotions aren't going to be present, father and a son and a grandfather, right? Still, he's a Gol Adam. So it's showing you that the shame Gol Adam, although maybe philosophically that's part of it, but halachically is nothing to do with those emotions. Because when you create a case which is objectively removed from those emotions, it still is a shame of Gol Adam.
No, you're...
I don't know. I mean, it's not the strongest Havmina, but the question is it important for the Torah, for the Gemara, to teach you that that's not the case? I mean, I'm not saying I would have loved it if it were Havmina. It's possible if that were the halacha. Could be it would. I mean, I'm not sure. It's a little bit of a funny halacha. But it could be...
It's a porn
of a zami to tell me that Igol Adam has nothing to do with the relative. Yeah, you could have thought it. Would it have been, is that like... I don't know if Sandri Avmina means like it has to meet your finest sensitivities of what you think Allah would, you know? I don't think that's a legitimate thing to say. Torah shouldn't teach it to you because... Torah shouldn't teach it to you because... I don't know, halacha doesn't exactly work that way. It's not clear that halacha doesn't work that way. The Torah could have formulated something like that, and it's telling you it didn't. That's the way the Bryce is teaching you. Don't think that Gol Adam has anything to do with any feelings of animosity. There's nothing to do with that, even though the Torah describes that. That's not part of the halacha. Could it have formulated into the halacha? Maybe it could have. It's teaching you it didn't. Right, and you do say in the halacha machteras is this halacha of a father's rachmanis on his son is working to halacha. In general, if a thief breaks into your house, you assume he's ready to kill you, because you may stand up and he's willing to kill you. But if he's a father breaking into a son's house, you assume he's not going to kill, because you have a halacha. It affects the halacha nafkamina. So because it's assumed there's a rachmanis of a father on a son, and it's not going to happen. So you see, the Torah does recognize that type of a thing. So maybe you'd say here. Is that no grandson is going to harbor animosity, and he's going to feel like the father killed his son, and he's going to go after him. And just you could have objectified that that's totally removed from the psychology of Gol Adam.
Grandfather went off.
Oh, well, it's different. It doesn't work the other way. The other way around doesn't work. If a son goes into a father's house, then you say maybe the son would kill him. Just the other way around.
I wasn't saying that, but...